Get ready for your exam 3, exercise 2. Speaker A.
You can't beat spending the weekend in the countryside, somewhere really remote, away from the constant racket, bustle, dirt and smog of the city. Every so often I drag my rucksack down from the top of the wardrobe, fling a few things in it and set off hiking and camping overnight with a couple of friends. We get exhausted, muddy and laugh a lot. We can't get enough of the wide open spaces, the beauty and the sense of adventure.
Speaker B.
My brother and I are kart fanatics. We are completely obsessed with racing, so you'll find us at the track every weekend without fail. It's a totally awesome sport. It's our ambition to get into Formula One. All those drivers started with karts. Our superhero of all time has got to be Ayrton Senna. We want to be as classy a driver as him. Right now, we're saving every penny for our own kart because we've got to get faster.
Speaker C.
My best weekends are with my mates, a screen and a console. We consider ourselves extreme gamers, and we're all pretty good. Every Friday after school is game time. We create competitions which can carry on into the night, or at least for as long as our parents let us. They keep nagging us about spending so much time on the computer. But what with school, sports and endless homework, it's not that long. They should chill a bit.
Speaker D.
It's dead easy to describe my ideal weekend. Two words, city and shopping. We live in the back of beyond, so I'm usually dying to get away to the Big Smoke and visit my auntie. I adore arriving in central London. My aunt usually plans a treat, like the theatre, but mostly we're shopaholics. We're both really into clothes and design, but I don't need to spend much. Just feeling the buzz and vibrancy of city life is cool.
Speaker E.
My ideal weekend. Doing absolutely nothing for a whole 48 hours. Sure, this sounds lazy, but I'm a student doctor slaving away on an 80-hour week, which is super stressy. My ideal weekend wouldn't start before noon, and the alarm clock would be in a drawer. I'd have a long bath, not a quick shower. Then I'd have friends round and watch back-to-back films on TV. As long as we ordered takeaways, there's no way I'd be shopping or cooking.